Hi there, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Hyde. Well, this week on the show, we have Joni Riley. And Joni Riley is a psychologist and a counsellor from Mace in Dublin. This week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman.
Sitting here, speaking again, woman to woman. I love this. And I love your insight on just, you've got so much to offer. Okay, anxiety.
Yes.
And taming the monster.
Anxiety,
right?
Fear and worry.
What's that all about, taming the monster? What causes us to be anxious?
Well, anxiety really is unreal. I feel it's a real monster. Would you believe, Jackie, that as a counsellor, I probably would have every second, third person who comes into my room would really struggle with anxiety.
Would they say that I am anxious? They would use the word anxiety?
Yes.
Is that not a new word that everybody uses? Anxiety?
Anxiety, well, I think anxiety, I just get anxious about things. You know, there's whatever words describe that.
Okay.
Anxiety is a huge issue for many people.
Does everybody suffer at some level of anxiety?
Some people more than others. And a lot of it depends, as you mentioned there, how does it all begin? Well, you know, anxiety really, our disposition to anxiety depends in childhood. Sometimes some people are born with more of a disposition to being anxious than others. And then a lot of it is our whole childhood experiences, how we've been treated as a child, whether, you know, we've come from a secure, nurturing mother, particularly where mother soothed our fears, where mother was very available, where mother was very in tune with us. A child will have a really basic, good basic sense of self, and a good sense of being, and you know, we'll have a much reduced level of anxiety. But if home wasn't maybe, you know, if home was quite chaotic, I mean, especially if there's been any kind of alcohol background or maybe parental arguments, maybe breakup of home, especially if a child have experienced a trauma, breaking up of home, father and mother separating, or father not there, absent father, or maybe father dies or parent dies. Any of those things can actually create enough trauma in a child to create an anxiety. And how anxiety happens is something happens and it lays down a template in the brain of, oh, you need to be worried about that.
Right.
And so then all it takes is for something else to happen that feels like it, and it just triggers that template. So it's a bit, I describe it a little bit like if you have had a situation happen, it's like you have a little burglary, and then sometimes just something else will happen and your alarm will go off even when there's no burglar.
Okay.
And we have a tendency towards feeling anxious and getting anxious and being very, very worried. And then anxiety is also propelled and propagated by very bad self-talk. How
what
we talk to ourselves.
Right.
How we talk
negative
to ourselves.
Talk?
Oh, very negative talk. For example, what if? What if that happened? What if this happened? What if that happened? That is the language of anxiety, is what if.
And not living in the now, because there's a lot
of
talk at the moment about this living in the now, mindfulness and in the moment. I mean, I know it sounds a little bit, sometimes a bit new agey, or, you know, Christians might say,
however, mindfulness is just simply living in the present. It's being aware and conscious of where I am right now and what's happening now.
And
so that's a very positive thing of mindfulness.
Yeah,
yes.
Captive.
Taking every thought captive. Yes. What if is always about the future. What might happen? Will I be okay? It's that. And the self-talk, sometimes it's just how I speak to myself. Then, you know, what my experience has been. If I've got a whole series of names that I call myself, oh, don't be so stupid. I've got someone at the moment who's really had a trauma, working through serious anxiety. They've been really, really traumatised. But they keep telling themselves, don't be so stupid, don't be so stupid. How can you be so stupid for doing that?
Right.
That kind of negative self-talk is really counterproductive. And yet we're often very good at that. We need to actually remember that perhaps inside of us is a very anxious child.
Really? I was going to ask you, can anxiety paralyse us then to make decisions, to move forward, and can it stop us from doing that?
Oh, absolutely. So let me explain too that you know, really, it's anxiety begins in the brain. Okay. It's where we have a part of the brain, we have a thing called the amygdala, which is our actual survival button. And that is what reacts and releases the fight, flight. I'm sure you may have heard of we go into fight, flight, or we go into freeze. Now, that's our survival button, and we don't have a lot of control over that. It's our defence against something happening. So, for example, you could have a big dog jump out of the hedge, and you would either instantly, everything in you, adrenaline is rushing through. This all happens within less than a second, and your brain has scanned danger, and so it is letting know your body is tense, has gone to alert, and one, you are gone into, you can either go into fight, go away, you silly dog, or else you could go into flight, and you would just take to your heels and run, or worst of all, you could go into freeze, and that is where you absolutely have a complete shutdown of the body. And that all happens instantly. And that creates our anxiety.
I can understand that, because you know what, I'm actually getting a picture now of my own son who was in the park in Malahide in the castle, and all of a sudden a dog did jump out.
Yes.
And he was a big greyhound type of a dog. And,
yes.
And he didn't have a muzzle on his mouth. And he just jumped at my son, and my son just took off.
Yeah.
Now, he sprinted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen him sprint like that. He was only about 10 and he ran.
Yeah. How does he feel about dogs now?
He's very nervous about big dogs.
Yes, yeah.
Now, we have a small dog and he's very nervous about big dogs.
Now, Jackie, there's a great example of how we develop an anxiety. And my own grandson is actually the same and has a fear of dogs because of that.
So these phobias that we develop, it all starts
because of something, a trauma of some kind that happens.
Yeah, another one is, and my other son, when we were on holidays when he was young, a bird landed on his shoulder and we were laughing and we kind of took a picture. Since then, he's terrified that a bird is going to get into the house.
Yes.
Close the windows, shut down.
Yes.
Close the chimney. He's afraid because a bird would come. What's that noise? It's a bird.
Yeah. And so it's interesting what the association with the bird is, really. That, you know, that's
they're triggers.
Those are
for anxiety.
But you see, they all come from an experience. Something happened. They had a traumatic experience and something happened. And that's what causes them to then... you know, the next time your son is afraid of a bird, your other son is nervous of seeing dogs, because they go back to that position. I mean, as a grown-up adult, I know people who are still afraid of dogs, and the trauma happened when they were young.
Really?
But they carry the template inside in their brain that you need to be afraid of dogs.
Okay. How do we get rid of that, though?
Well,
is there any hope?
We have to develop a whole new way of, you know, looking at it and just realise what we need to do is try and calm down our system, recognise that our body is just, these are just symptoms in the body, these sensations in the body of fear and anxiety.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.